This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, April 30th. Okay, folks, a couple things are going on that you should be aware of. First of all, the market has been overpowered by good earnings, okay? The data centers are clearly the big winners. You know, this week we had Seagate, Bloom Energy then beat, Quanta Services beat, and it's just unbelievable. Now Micron's going to have the best earnings, and that's a little later at the earnings announcement season, but that might be the grand finale. The other thing is, if you're worried about risk, I think the easiest way to explain risk is if you could just graph NVIDIA in the past month, and what you'll notice is NVIDIA is not very volatile. There's just persistent institutional buying pressure underneath this stock. Okay, and so risk isn't the angle of ascent, it's just how much it wiggles. And you know, it's obviously the bellwether. Okay, now the other thing is, although data centers and AI are still leading the market and overpowering things, you know, Lilly had good earnings and is gapping up. They had better expected sales of their GLP-1s. So Wall Street is celebrating earnings right now, and earnings are overpowering everything. The other thing is, gold is up today, so that's good. We're getting back to normal, for lack of a better word. We are adjusting for very high oil prices that will persist. But, you know, the bottom line is, the U.S. is an oasis. We're food and energy independent, and we're not going to be derailed by this. And that's that, okay? So I want you to enjoy earnings announcement season. Now, the Fed announced yesterday that in their FOMC statement that 8 of them want to possibly cut, actually 9 do. One wanted to cut immediately, Stephen Moran. There's three hawks on the Fed that don't want to telegraph a cut. So Kevin Warsh, when he takes over, it's going to be interesting. Jerome Powell is staying on. That was a big surprise, okay? And I don't know if he's going to bump Stephen Moran or not, so we'll have to dig into that a little. But, you know, the inflation we have is almost all energy-related. And the Fed can't control energy, and they know that, okay? So it's going to be interesting to see what happens under Stephen Moran. You know, there's rumblings that dot plot might disappear. There's rumblings that maybe they'll want tolerate higher inflation on the PCE. We'll see, okay? But Kevin Warsh does not like quantitative easing. He does want to shrink the Fed's balance sheet. And if there's any risk out there, it's those bond vigilantes. They're the ones that try to push up government bond yields. They've been doing that in Japan, Britain, France. And so, yeah, long-term treasury bonds are not the best investment. They yield a lot, but when yields meander higher, your principal erodes. So that's Scott Bessent's issue, and Scott Bessent and Steve Moran are going to have to figure out how to get rates down, because you need to do that to stimulate the economy. GDP growth for the first quarter came in at 2%. I think it's going to be revised higher, so let's not worry about it. We've had the strongest retail sales in 3 years and a couple strong months. The first quarter was all about weather, and now it's just time to grow and prosper. So, enjoy earnings season, folks. We got a lot more to come. Of course, Apple announces after close today. Apple should have good results, but and for disclosure, my wife owns stock in her personal account. But the main thing you should be aware about Apple, it's all about the new iPhone that will be announced in September. And that will be a hit. So if you do own Apple, I'd encourage you to hold it till at least the iPhone announcement in September, because that folding iPhone is going to sell for over $2,000. Otherwise, enjoy this earnings season. This is what it's all about. And in all candor, this is as good as it gets, folks. So hang on, enjoy the ride. It's Louis Navalier.